Hello, and welcome back to Creating Heaven on Earth, 6 weeks of Angelic Guidance. This is Max Ryan. I'm so happy that you've come this far. This is week 3. And so after this week, you'll be halfway through the course. So we've just went through working with Archangel Michael, or Michael, whichever you want to say is fine. He'll always hear you. And we've looked at things that you were afraid of, and you've looked at things that you were angry about this last week. And I want to remind you once again that everything that we do in this course is all about raising your vibration so that you can, in very many ways, lighten the load and just move forward to connecting with your peace, your purpose, and your power. So, if you did those exercises from last week with Archangel Michael about identifying what you're angry about and identifying what you're afraid of and then burning that paper that you wrote those things on, if you did those exercises, I'm sure that you've got to feel a little bit lighter. And I'm sure you feel a little more free, and I'm sure that you have a little bit of a different perspective on your life when you see those things and you let them go. Now, this isn't a magic tool that will just erase those things. This is a way of realizing your courage, realizing how Archangel Michael will work with you to see things more clearly so that you can find your power. And that you can let those things go. And I admit that it might be hard to look at those things, but having that courage really was the lesson. So, hopefully, you feel a little bit lighter this week. And if you need to keep working with that lesson, you can overlap the lessons, and that's okay. Be gentle with yourself, and keep working with that one, because I know that sometimes that lesson can be a little tough. All right. But we're going to continue with our acronym for angels. And this week is for the letter G. We've gone through A, align with your source, and then N, notice your life. And now it's G. Give. Give to yourself and give to others. Give, give, give. Now, there is a law that's called the law of reciprocity. It's a universal law. And the law of reciprocity basically says that you get what you give. So the angels this week are trying to tell us that the more that we give, the more we'll get. Now, I have to say something about this before we get into the lesson. It's that when we do this lesson, purely from the point of view of the ego, which says, I'm going to get something, so I'm going to give something. That's really counterproductive. If you heard my voice and how I said that, it's from the ego. It really doesn't work. Well, it might work, actually. It might work for you. People do that all the time. And they say, I'm going to get a lot of money, so I'm going to give a lot of money. Sometimes it does work. But if you do it from the ego, it will all fall apart eventually. And everything is about intention. Everything is about intention. If your intention is, boy, if I give a little to the world might be more peaceful. If I give a lot to the world will be a lot more peaceful. If I give a little to someone, that person might have a little bit of a better day. And that can be your love, that can be your attention, that can be your money, that can be anything that you give from your heart. And it will help them along their path, and it helps them along your path, and the path of the world. You know, this comes back to be the change that you want to see in the world. And it's true. You know, Gandhi had it right. Boy, he was a smart guy. But I want to tell you a little story. I want to tell you a story here. Did you know that in ancient Greece, the citizens that had money, one of the things that they would do is that they would always have a change purse with them when they would leave the house? Now, actually, this is where change purses actually started. Just a little historical fact so you know that. So the people that had money, they always had this change purse with them. And this change purse was solely dedicated to giving to the people who didn't have money or they felt in their heart they wanted to give to on their travels when they left their home. And you know why? Because they understood that when they gave, they got. And it wasn't just that they received, they understood to keep a healthy society together and working, that when they gave, the society would work better. It helped everything work in a kind of symbiotic relationship all together at the same time. So, when you give to your brother or your sister, you're really giving to yourself because you're creating a much more sustainable society because it's relying on this ancient metaphysical spiritual principle of the law of reciprocity. The law of what you give, you get. And it works the other way too. What you get, you give. It's the ebb and the flow. It's always the ebb and the flow. It only helps the vibration of you, those around you, and the whole society. And think about that for a moment. The whole society can raise their vibration. The whole world can raise its vibration if we really were to take this one law to heart. So in that vein, when you give what you get, you can only give what you already had. So the ancient Greeks, they had the change purse because they had these extra coins. So when they gave it, they knew that it would come back to them. But they had it to begin with. Now they knew it might not come back to them in the form of coins or money. They knew that it might come back in another form. Now, money is a very easy thing to look at in this way because it's tangible. It's either a piece of paper or it's a coin or whatever you have. That's really easy to give away. But when we think about qualities, about feelings, about actions, such as love, compassion, support, those kinds of things, we need to find them within ourselves in order to give them away. In order to give those things away, we need to find them deep within ourselves. And many of us don't believe that we have all those things. Or we think that we only have a couple of those things, but we really don't have all of those things. You know, every great spiritual and religious teaching tells us that we are created in the likeness and the image of God. And so it is. We are created in the likeness and image of God. And in God, God is all those qualities of love and compassion and beauty. And you have all of those things in you. And many, 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 many more. Because, you know, God created us in this abundant, perfect universe. You are whole and you're complete just as you are right now. And if we really accept that, if we continue to meditate, if we continue to peel the layers of the ego away, we begin to see that the angels and the source are guiding us towards these gifts that we have within us already. We are already perfect the way we are. You already have it. It's just like in The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy always had it within her to go home, but she didn't know that until she went through the whole story. And so you always have it within you, and all the gifts and all the way you can give to the world and all of those things are within you already. Because this abundant universe is filled with hundreds of thousands of qualities and energies, and it never ends, and you are part of that. We are all part of that. So when we think from lack, that we don't have that, you know, we tend to think, oh, I can't give that away because, you know, when I give that away, I won't have as much. But metaphysically and alchemically, what happens is that when you give away something you have, it opens up a space for more to come rushing in one form or another. You know, we can't put our list to God and say, I gave $10,000 and I want $10,000 back. That's not how it works. It might be that you give $10,000 and what comes back to you is $10,000 worth of love, worth of joy, worth of peace, worth of, you know, career advancement, of, you know, a flow or a feeling of being in the right place at the right time that money can't even give you. You know, the form doesn't matter. It's that you're giving from your heart and it comes back, you know. And many traditions say it comes back tenfold. But that's to me, don't even worry about that. The point is to give, because that's what will create less of a separation between our brothers and I and ourselves. And we'll realize that we're all in this together and creating the world that we really want. Now, one of the things that we're going to do this week is that you're going to get a few worksheets. One of the worksheets you're going to get is going to be called Discovering Your Gifts. We all have thousands of gifts within us, like I've sort of mentioned before, but we're not conscious of them. We might be conscious of one or two, like I said, but we have a lot more. And that means we can give a lot more. Now, when you use your Discover Your Gifts worksheet this week, I want you to go to the obvious. You know, I have the gift of shelter. I have the gift of a family. I have the gift of patience. I have the gift of humor, of creativity. As I said before, when you did the anger sheets and the fear sheets, I'd like you to dig deep, because I'm here to tell you, you have a lot more gifts than you even know. And they're beautiful gifts. And they're amazing. So you're going to fill out that worksheet of all your gifts that you have. And these gifts are the gifts you have to give to the world. As always, I would recommend that you pray before you do this. I always say to pray before you do this. And this week, we're going to be working with Archangel Jophael. And I would say, pray to Archangel Jophael this week and say, Dear Archangel Jophael, please guide me towards seeing my gifts. Please guide me towards realizing the things that I have been given to leave in this world, to share with the world, that make me feel joyful, make me feel compassionate, loving, and connected with my fellow men and women on this journey. Thank you very much for helping me to realize and see these gifts that lay within me. Thank you very much. And so it is. So I want you to do that. Now the other thing is, if you're having problems with this, you can ask other people that you know really well, what do you think your gifts are? What do they think your gifts are? What do they think you bring to the world? Now, it's probably going to surprise you, some of these things. Some of them will be obvious, but some of it's going to surprise you, and it might embarrass you. But you know what? They're probably right. They can see you clearly. They can see you. It's like an actor can't see what they're doing. They need a director. That's why we have friends and people that know us so well. So ask your friends, what do you think a gift that I have for the world is? So ask your friends or people that you really trust. Now, then you're going to have another worksheet that's going to be called Share Your Gifts. Now, this is going to be a worksheet that's going to help you to find people, situations, different areas during this week that you can choose to share your gifts in the world. So, for example, If you know, and one of the things on your list is, I have the gift of humor. Now, you might be giving humor all the time to the world, and you probably are if you have that gift. And one thing I want you to know is that maybe, you know, some of these gifts you already are giving into the world. You are sharing with the world. But I want you to be conscious of it. Conscious of taking stock of yourself and saying, hey, I have that gift, and it's helping people. Okay? So, for example, you know, you might say, I want to consciously use my humor to make someone have a little bit of a better day. I want to use my humor to raise someone up and make them laugh a little bit, to lighten up, you know, to consciously do that. If you have the gift of writing, you might want to consciously use your writing to help someone or to encourage them. You know, sit down and write a real letter instead of an email. Write a really beautiful letter to someone you love to encourage them or just let them know that you care through your gift of writing. And you might have many, many, many other gifts. I'm sure that you have lots of gifts. So I want you to find ways of giving your gifts to the world. Now, the archangel that we're going to work with this week is Archangel Jophiel. And you might not know Archangel Jophiel, but Archangel Jophiel means the beauty of God. Archangel Jophiel helps us, among other things, to see beauty, to find beauty in the world and beauty within us. Now, when we see beauty and we acknowledge it, that acknowledgement of that beauty expands more of it by the law of attraction. And we've already talked about the law of attraction last week a little bit. So when you see beauty, when you perceive beauty, more beauty will be in your consciousness and will be attracted to you. Now see, there is beauty around us and within us all the time. All the time. And I'm going to say beauty is also a very subjective word. So whatever beauty means to you, it could be a person, it could be a place, an experience, a feeling, a moment. So what you deem beautiful is between you and the source. But you know what that means. You know, one person's beautiful physical attribute is not another person's beautiful physical attribute in their perception. So it's between you and the source of what that word beauty means to you. So it's all individual. But that proves that all of us come here very individual, with individual souls that experience different things as beautiful. Okay? And you're going to work with beauty this week. And it's really fun, and beauty brings grace into your life. Beauty brings a kind of ease, a kind of flow, kind of appreciation on a very deep level. And when you start to experience that, and when you start to incorporate that into your life, consciously finding beauty, your connection to the source becomes closer. Because the divine, the source, is beauty. It's beautiful. Now that feeling of beauty is something that we want to connect with more and more and more. And once again, that raises our vibration even higher. And one thing I wanted to say too is that, you know, this idea of beauty is really important in your everyday life, to bring it into your life. If you think something is beautiful, say flowers or a piece of music, incorporate that into your life more. Play that piece of music. Bring those flowers into your home. That will raise your vibration. Now, I'd also say that even when you realize those things, it's Archangel Jophiel that is bringing you to those things. It's Archangel Jophiel that's guiding you toward that beauty and helping you to see it clearly. All right, so now we're going to do a little meditation, a little visualization where you will get to know the energies of Archangel Jophiel. So please find yourself in a very comfortable position, in a place where you're not going to be disturbed for the next few minutes. I'd like you to sit straight up if you are in a chair, or sit straight up if you are sitting on the floor, with your feet flat on the ground if you're in a chair, and your hands, palms up in your lap. Very good. I'd like you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And another breath. Good. And as you breathe, just allow your eyes to just close, feeling relaxed, feeling safe, and feeling peaceful. And breathe. And as you breathe, just allow yourself to feel your body relaxing. And as your body relaxes, from your head down through your toes, just let it go, feeling safe and feeling relaxed, and breathe. And as you're feeling relaxed, I'd like you to imagine about 2 feet above your head, a beautiful crystal light. And now the crystal light that is above your head looks as if it is a beautiful jewel of white, perfect light that sits and spins slowly or quickly about 2 feet over your head. This light is the pure love, pure peace of the divine feminine energy, the Shekinah. The Shekinah energy that comes straight from the divine all the way to you. And as you see this light, you feel it start to shine on the top of your head, this beautiful white iridescent crystalline light flowing over your head, over your face, and your throat, and your neck. This light of love, and peace, and beauty. As you feel that perfect feminine light going down your shoulders, and your arms, all the way down your back, you feel this amazing sense of peace, this amazing sense that everything is taken care of. And as it keeps going down your body, through your torso, through your hips, over your legs. This beautiful light just relaxes you even more. It relaxes you so much, you just allow it to pour over your calves, all the way down, over your feet. And as it goes over your feet, you feel so peaceful. And now this beautiful light completely encompasses your whole body. And you merge with this perfection of light as if that light is all the way in to your bones, into your blood and your cells. This relaxing, safe light where you feel completely at home, completely peaceful. And as you're feeling peaceful, I'd like you to imagine a beautiful place. Imagine a beautiful, beautiful space. And as you imagine this beautiful space, you see it in your mind's eye, and you feel it. It doesn't matter where the place is or what it is. The first image, thought that came to mind is your beautiful place. And I'd like you to just take a big, deep breath in. And as you take your breath in, I'd like you to just feel this beautiful place that you're in. I'd like you to just feel it. And as you feel this beautiful place, I'd like you to look around. Look around this amazingly beautiful place and notice how beautiful everything is. How beautiful the colors are. What colors do you see in this space? Are they warm? Are they cool? Are they subtle? Are they vibrant? What are the colors of this beautiful place? And even if you can't see them, you can feel them, these colors. And as you feel them, just fall into the beauty of the colors of this place. Breathe all those colors in. And now, if you're not walking already, I'd like you to walk around this place. And as you walk around, you realize that the air here smells so beautiful. There's something in the air that smells very distinctive. So you take a deep breath in of the air. And as you take that breath in, It's almost as if you can taste that smell on your tongue. That beautiful, amazing, distinctive smell of this amazingly beautiful, peaceful place. And you like it. So you breathe it in again. And you realize as you're walking around your beautiful, beautiful place that there are other people here. There's other energies around you. And there's children, and maybe there's animals. And you look and you see these people. And they're so beautiful. They're some of the most beautiful people and children and maybe animals you've ever seen in your life. And as you look at them, you're filled with joy and filled with peace and grace, seeing how happy these people are. Seeing how they're enjoying each other's company, seeing how they are all so peaceful, and there is a radiance that's coming out of them, almost as if they're being lit from inside. This amazing, beautiful light that's coming out of them. A light of peace and joy and beauty and love. And you feel so great just observing them. And you realize that as you're observing them, there is someone else here that is just around the corner or right a few steps away from you, and they are calling your name. You hear your name being called, and it's as if your name is being called in the most beautiful tones. The most amazing way you've ever heard your name spoken. And you go towards where that is coming from, feeling safe and peaceful. And as you take those steps or turn that corner, you see a brilliant, amazing gold light. And this light is emanating your name and calling you. And you realize that this beautiful light that is calling you is Archangel Jophiel. And she is calling you towards her. And you go very willingly to be with Archangel Jophiel. And as you get closer to her, she may be an image, she may stay a light. But as you get closer, you feel her envelop you with her arms, her wings, and her warmth of golden light all around. She is the beauty of God. She is the beauty of the Source as she holds you safe with grace and love. And as you are in her arms, she gently turns you around, so that you are facing all of those people and children that you saw before. And she stands behind you, holding your shoulders, showing you all of these amazing people and children and animals. And you see how beautiful they are. As you're observing, she bends down with her mouth very close to your ear, and she says, "What you are seeing is beauty, pure beauty of the love of God. And what you are seeing is the reflection of you. What you are seeing lives within you. That is why you can see this amazing sight of beauty, because it's a reflection of the divine. You are a reflection of the divine, my child," she says. "And you are reflecting the divine in these people and these children. And you breathe that in. You breathe in the beauty that you're experiencing, almost as if you can't tell where their beauty begins and yours ends. Yours begins and theirs ends." And as she holds you very, very, very gently, showing you the way of beauty, you can feel her energy. You can smell her energy. Remember what Jophiel feels like. Remember how she smells. Remember Jophiel. And just before you're going to go away, she tells you she has something to tell you more, and she begins to whisper in your ear a very special message for you, and you listen. Listening to what she has to tell you. And as you listen, you feel safe, and you know that it is time for you to go. It's time for you to leave this beautiful place, but you know that you can always come back here, for it lives within you. And Jophiel surrounds you with her beauty and tells you to always remember her and to call on her when you need her. And you take a big deep breath into your heart, into the perfect loving heart in the center of you. Into the place where that beauty lives, in the center of the you, of the you, of the you. You breathe into your heart, and you feel the center of your chest, and you feel so calm and so relaxed. as you become more aware of your chest and more aware of your shoulders and your stomach and your head. Slowly leaving this beautiful place and knowing you never really will leave it ever again. But coming back to this time in this space right now and feeling your feet and feeling your head, and take a big deep breath and coming back to the room where you're in and take your time to open your eyes. Very good. Good. Great job. Okay. Now, you can use that meditation many times this week, as many times as you want, but in general, like I said last week, I think every day, or at least 5 times a week, to try to do that meditation or one that's close to it on your own. But it's good to do these with me at the beginning, at least 3 times, so that you can then know the energy of Jophiel, you can then know it and then do it on your own. This idea that beauty is in you, this idea that it is there, is not even an idea. It's a fact, actually. And you know, we live in this holographic universe. Everything, as I said in the meditation, everything is reflecting everything else. And so if you see beauty, it is reflected in you. And it will be reflected outside and vice versa and on and on and on and on. Okay? So I'm so excited for you this week because I'm excited that you're going to discover some of your gifts that you didn't even know that you had, or you're going to become conscious of gifts that you had and just bring them to the surface. And you're going to start to see your life in a more beautiful way. You're going to start to feel, you know, a little more beautiful inside and outside. And I encourage you to pray to Archangel Jophiel. Use the prayer. Use prayer. You should always be using the prayer. And talk to her whenever you need to this week. Okay? All right. So, have a great week. And I pray that love will guide you as always, along with Archangel Jophiel, to see the beauty and to give and receive the gifts of the world and your own gifts. All right. Thanks a lot. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.